Now, I don't know whether I should do what you said, Pastor, but you said I could have all the time I wanted.
No, I figured it was speaking.
How you like that, folks? He said I could have all the time.
I promise to have you out of here by noon, okay?
You gotta watch what you're saying.
I want to trip PDQ, brother.
How many people in here? How many people in here have one of these instruments? Thank you for raising your hand. You know, we had a grand time building these instruments. Everybody that has an instrument can thank a person that took a lot of time to do the fancy work on the soundboard. He passed away the first part of September at age 58. And it's because of that I'd like to talk to you today, because he loved dearly helping people enjoy the music that is devoted to Christianity. Not that he didn't like country music and such, but it was the Christian music that he liked most. We got home on the evening that he passed away from our trip out west. We hadn't realized that he was in that bad of shape, and I don't think he didn't, and his family didn't realize it. But it was a little bit of a shock, but we've been expecting it for some time because we knew that he was failing. Some things were happening that just indicated that he wouldn't continue on. Now, at 58 years old, we consider that young, don't we? I mean, I do. And Helen, no doubt, considers that young. Bless her heart. And she has one of those dulcimers, too, that he worked on. Now, I don't know whether you people realize it or not, but he was laying on his back in bed when he did the work on your instruments. He was bedfast at that time. And so that's been quite some time. Now, he was up from that at different times, but he would get these bed sores that would cause him to have such a tremendous infection in his system that eventually took his life. Now, there were a lot of things that I enjoyed about Mark besides the woodworking that we did together. He was a person that liked people. And we would go out and sing at various different churches and nursing homes and so on, which was an enjoyable time for him and me too. Just before we left on our trip out west, he came over one day and he was sitting outside and he called me on the phone. I was sitting in the front room and I answered the phone. He said, "I'm sitting out here looking at your porch swing," where I thought maybe you'd be, which we do sit in the porch swing a lot. So anyway, he said, "I volunteered you for a music program that," he said, "I want to cover." And so he said, "I volunteered you to help me." And so I said, "Well, I'll do that for you." However, when I got back from my trip, you know, he reneged on that whole thing. He left. He didn't keep that engagement. But it was always enjoyable to go somewhere and do music with Mark, because he loved what he was doing. He would sit down with his guitar and play these songs that we all know well. And he liked to do some new songs. So There was a song that I wrote several years ago, maybe 22, 23 years ago. And it was one of those times when I was just filled up pretty well to the top, and it just kind of overflowed. And I picked up a pen, and it ran out on the paper. You know, if you've never experienced that, I challenge you. Sometime when you're feeling all excited about something, sit down and pick up a pen and see what falls out on the paper. It'll pour out on the paper easier than you think. You know, so anyway, we at the time went to the same church, and it was quite interesting because you never know what was going to happen at that church, because we would have an evening service that maybe no preaching would take place. We would get into the music and testimony and so on, and the music just kind of took over. You ever been in one of those places? Well, it's a real thrill. If you haven't been there, I tell you, it's a real thrill to get into that situation. But anyway, I sit down and I wrote the words to this song, and you can see it's a long thing. And so I took it over to Mark, and Mark sat down with his guitar, and he wanted me to sing it for him, and he put it down with his guitar to the tune that I was singing. And he could do that in just a matter of minutes. So I say he was a talented, gifted man. Besides all of the handiwork that he did, he was capable of making that guitar talk too. And I told Tommy a while ago, I said, you know, I volunteered you for music. He said, you know, I can't sing. Well, Tommy, I said, yeah, but Tommy, I said, you play guitar. And I said, I guarantee you that guitar can sing. It'll do a song that other people can understand. Well, this particular song that I wrote that day has something to do with the elated feeling that a person feels after they've been to a fabulous, fantastic church meeting. If you've ever been to one of those and got excited, you know what I'm talking about. I've been there, and you get up here on this cloud, it's pretty hard. So anyway, I'd like to do the chorus of this song for you. I'm not going to play it on the instrument, but I'm going to sing it for you, just the way I sang it to Mark some 23 years ago. It's been a wonderful, wonderful day. I spent it with my Lord. I spent some time in fellowship, in prayer and in God's Word. I've spoken to the ones I meet and helped to be of cheer. But most of all, I want to be like you, my Lord, so dear. So if I've wronged someone today, Lord, help me make it right, so I can please you all day long and all through the night. Now, Mark thought that was, it's got four verses to it besides, that was the chorus, by the way. It's got four verses to it, and Mark thought it was just so fantastic. He had been looking for a song that would bring people together in the evening and get the spirits thinking about where we're headed. I'm headed somewhere, are you?
Amen.
Yes, amen. So anyway, he got to thinking about that song, and he said, can I have a copy of that? I said, sure, you can have a copy of that. So I don't know what he did, but he got with the powers that be there at the church and convinced them that they needed to put that in their hymnal. And so he took a copy of that song and pasted it in the cover of every hymnal in the church. And most evening events, Mark would insist that they did that song. So he must have liked it. So anyway, it was one of those things that just kind of, you know, set the pace, you might say, for the evening. But my thought is on these instruments, everybody that got one of these to take home, that helped build them, learned to play a very basic song before they could take their instrument home. Yes, they learned to play Amazing Grace. Everybody had to learn to play that song before they could take that instrument home. That was the rule. And so my wife, bless her heart, spent quite a bit of time helping people learn how to play Amazing Grace, and it's such a simple song. And I don't think God intends for us to make anything too complicated. So here it is. I've got a guy that does acupuncture on me. He's a Chinaman. And he helps my well-being. He helps me get around. And so anyway, we were talking one day, and I told him that I build instruments. He said he'd like to see that. Well, his English is so terrible that I could understand that he wanted to see the instrument, you know. But anyway, I brought the instrument in and showed it to him. And, he said, how beautiful. He said, that's just beautiful. So I played Amazing Grace for him. And would you believe, this man came here from China, but he knew Amazing Grace. Huh? How far-reaching is what we do? I mean, it can reach the whole world if we'll let it. But you got to tell it first. It doesn't just fall out, you know. And people are going to line up. People are going to line up to be able to find out about this person that changed your life. And so we're obligated. We must tell about this person that changed our lives. Well, anyway, one time I took several years later, I wrote a song, and I took it over to Mark, and I said, I wrote this song, Mark, let's see what you think about it. And I titled it Stepping on the Clouds. Now, you folks that knew Mark or met Mark know that he was in a wheelchair. And he would forever be there. He'd been in a wheelchair for 30 years before he passed away. And he was looking forward to doing what I wrote in this song. Get up out of that chair. Go step on those clouds. You know? So anyway, I sang it to him, and he proceeded to put it down with his guitar, as he always did. And this is the way it goes. I'm gonna be stepping on the clouds, stepping on the clouds, stepping on the clouds someday. Yes, I'm gonna be stepping on the clouds, stepping on the clouds, stepping on the clouds when the Savior calls my name. There's the place we call heaven, mortal eye has never seen. Gates of pearl there await us to a city so supreme, where the tree of life is blooming and the roses never fade. We will walk on streets of gold there, since by his blood we have been saved. I'm gonna be stepping on the clouds, stepping on the clouds, stepping on the clouds someday. Yes, I'm gonna be stepping on the clouds, stepping on the clouds, stepping on the clouds when the Savior calls my name. Yes, I'm gonna be stepping on the clouds when the Savior calls my name. And Mark said, I'm going to do it. So I believe today he's doing just that. Now, he was a good friend. We hated to see him go. But he's not suffering anymore. And he suffered for 30 years with... Now, he was injured in an automobile accident. And he was paraplegic. And he was in that chair for 30 years. And you know what he said to me one time? He said, I believe that that automobile accident was the best thing that ever happened to me. Can you imagine that? He said, I was headed right down that path, right straight into hell. And he said, I knew it. He said, Grandma used to take me to Sunday school and church. He said, I knew better. But he said, it all come to screeching halt there. And he said, that changed my life entirely. But he said, it was the best thing could happen to me. Can you imagine? Think about that. He gave God praise. Well, folks, Mark is gone. And I'll miss him because I can't go across the alley and share my song with him anymore. And we won't get together and go through this folder of songs. As you can see, it's a pretty good sized folder. And Mark and I used to go through that often. And he had another folder that we went through. But we won't get to do that anymore. Until I cross over. I'm going to join him one day. I'm going to be stepping on the clouds. How about you? Amen. That's my plan. I told you I wouldn't keep you past noon, Pastor.
You did good, bro. I am really stuck right in the middle of saying amen and calling it a day. And I'm really leaning that way because God bless you. So you don't have junior shirts today. How's that? That'd be kind of nice. It's a wonderful thing. All of us have people in our lives who have touched us like Mark has done with Wayne and his family. Or you may be the person right now that's doing that in somebody else's life. I'm not going to preach today. Let's do that next week. Let's let talk for itself. Bless you. This whole month has been about salt or light and darkness. Salt of the earth and light. We've got to be salt and light. And God may have given you the ability to speak, to teach, to play, to do acts of service, acts of kindness. You may just have that kind of smile that draws people to you, in which you can then tell them why you believe and why you feel the way you feel and why you are the way you are. I mean, God's empowered all of us to be salt and light. And I do hope that we could take advantage of that and share it with others. But I appreciate the tribute here. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry to interrupt
you,
Pastor.
It's all right.
It's really weighing on my heart and Chad's heart. We really want to become a member of this church. And I think that was the cherry on top of the Sunday.
Well, we can make that happen. Yeah. So, Wayne, you're a cherry on top of the Sunday today, brother. God bless you. It's awesome. Let's do this. If you guys want to join the church after the end of the song, you guys come forward. We'll bring you in, okay? Let's all stay at this time. Let's sing one verse of the final song. We're going to sing hymn number 432, Softly and Tenderly. And Chad, you guys come on up there.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you.